The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Yeah, motherfuckers!
From sunny California to the world, it's the Nate Darling Show.
What a cunt.
Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platt,
Douche.
Kareem Daniels, and
Dick.
Diana Hong.
Pussy face.
And now, remember, the show is free. Here's Nate.
You may want to be careful with that last one. It might be seen as disparaging, considering Diana's lifestyle.
Damn it!
Why would you say such a thing?
I was just trying to think of them, and they weren't coming fast enough.
Are you going
to
throw a battery at her now? Or... shit!
Hey, it's the Uncensored Monday episode of the show. Welcome,
the battery.
As we let loose with all the profanity we've been mostly stifling,
except for me.
For the
piece of shit.
Well, here's the fun thing: you went like you went the first 2 weeks.
Oh yeah,
without swearing at all, and you got it all out.
Yep.
So well done. I just have to remember to go back and edit that. Derp-a-derp-a-derp. Coming up on the show today. Why the Chinese have banned people from eating bananas. Plus, we've got some problems with nudists. And it's not what you think. It's not what you think.
Dong sweaters.
Plus, a new feature for the Monday show. It's comedians you should be following on Twitter.
Oh.
Okay.
So I found this.
Some actually funny tweets.
Yes. Yes, great. And I encourage all of the hosts to, if there's a comedian that you follow or you know that's on Twitter that's particularly funny, let me know.
Because
we're only going. No, you just fucking tell me. Why are you making this hard?
Hipsterocracy? Do you have him?
No. So every week we'll be featuring one comedian that you should be following on Twitter. You know, if you wanna go ahead and have that be one of yours, then feel free.
Oh.
We go down the road. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. But first up, as we start every Monday show, it's time for the airing of the grievances.
Mm.
Does anybody have anything that's pissing them off? Because I do.
Well, I absolutely do, but I'd like to...
I defer to you for now.
You want me to start?
Let's have Nate start this one.
You're really pissed.
I'm really pissed. Well, I'm irritated as fuck.
Okay.
This is 6 days old at this point.
Okay.
I'm on the internet, and I see this headline. Budweiser seeks approval to be called America this summer.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's right. The company wants to replace Budweiser, the name of the beer, with the word America.
Fuck that.
Are you drinking America? Can I get an America Light?
Maybe 30 years, 40 years ago.
Anheuser-Busch InBev has filed the label for approval with the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau. It was approved. So,
fucking amen.
Yeah. So it says U.S., America, it's a land of free, home of the brave, indivisible since 1776. America, e pluribus unum, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. Keep in mind, Budweiser is owned by a Belgian company now.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's wrong.
It is. And you know what they're forcing me to say? They're forcing me to say this. I hate America.
Right. Right there's...
Because if you drink America, you're going to wake up with a fucking headache from their shitty beechwood aging.
Oh, that's why they're doing it, dude. It's Belgian.
You should just have the American Light.
America Light? Yeah, that was their other big thing. Oh, there's a new Bud Light can. Oh, big fucking deal. Is it still shitty watery beer inside?
Yes,
oh,
it is.
It is.
Same old
piss. You know, here's what really, really irritates me. There's going to be people that are like, Bud Light got new cans. Yeehaw!
Right.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Now,
I drank this with Brad.
Let me say this. If you want to drink America or America Light, as it were, I don't care. But this is bullshit.
It's ridiculous.
Total bullshit.
I mean, even my buddy EJ, who, you know, that's what he got his degree in. Well, we got his degree in viticulture, but he's a pretty good beer guy. So like that.
Sure.
He would say that, hey, they make the lagers, the Pilsner style, they make it really well. They do it well. That's what they do. But... Like the whole.
So it's a lager, but yes.
Yeah, lager, whatever it is. I don't fucking drink beer anymore.
It's fine.
But at the same time, like this whole idea of fucking naming it America. So I don't want to say anything about the taste or whatever, but to fucking change it to America, that's fucking ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's so stupid.
It's not even an American. Like, if it was an American-owned company still, then I would maybe be okay with it. But it's a fucking...
And it's still ridiculous.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's for a limited time only. It's from basically May 23rd through the election.
Of course.
So, yeah, this summer, get fucking drunk on America.
Get drunk on America, folks.
Get drunk on America and throw up America. Go ahead and shotgun some America.
Hey, why don't you just go drive a car after celebrating with a bunch of America?
Let's go pour some America out for our homies.
Wow. It's just...
I'm grieved by your grievance.
You know what? The problem is that it was allowed to happen. I mean, go ahead and request whatever you want.
Yeah, I did not expect that. When you started this out, I was like, oh, well, this is a stupid request, but it's not going to happen.
Oh, it happened.
It happened.
It's going to be, get ready to find America on shelves starting in a couple of weeks.
Is it Merca?
No.
I'd be okay with it if it was Merca.
Nope, it's America.
Ugh. Straight up America, bro.
Mm-hmm. They still have the Budweiser bow tie on the back side of the label, so yeah. Yeah, and then they've got a bit of the Star Spangled Banner, you know, on the Budweiser label. They've got the label, at the banner at the top. That's the Star Spangled Banner. Yeah, it's, you know, it's like the 4th of July threw up all over a label is really what it is. And it's obnoxious.
Some Belgians, like, if I could do a Belgian accent, I would do that right now. I could just seem like, oh, what would the Americans like? Oh, they would like a nice America label. They'll buy more.
That was more Japanese, but close.
Cute.
But here's horrible. The thing. Budweiser has been very hitting the America theme very hard and fine. You know, it's fine. Advertise how you want. Here's one of their ads called Not Backing Down. Get a chance to hear what they've been. If you've been missing the Budweiser ads. A lot of close-ups of the Clydesdales. And it says, not ponies. Not small, not a hobby, not sipped, not imported, not a fruit cup, not for everyone, not backing down since 1876. This Bud's for you. So it's kind of odd that Budweiser owns Shock Top, which is always served with a fruit in it. So yes. Way to shit on your own brand. This is basically an attack at the local microbreweries.
Right.
You know, for everybody who's all into this. Okay.
Apparently, and Trump is a sign of the times here, that hate sells. You get people to unite against a certain enemy, and all these Bud Light drinkers need to more reason to hate people who like craft breweries, and it makes them feel more united and more, you know, I feel like I'm doing a righteous thing by drinking this Budweiser, because I'm smacking down those little pussies drinking their whatever.
They're professionals.
Right.
They're not hobbyists with a hobby.
Yeah, they're professional alcoholics. Cool.
Professional alcoholics with no money and no taste.
To be honest with you, alcoholics would not drink Bud Light. Generally, they're going to drink a naughty ice or, you know, maybe some vodka.
Or maybe a whole bottle of wine.
Yeah.
My dad's
too expensive. Too expensive for the
My dad
Bud
either Light. Drinks torpedoes or a bottle of wine.
So, yeah, that's what's pissing me off. You guys got anything?
Yes, I do, Nate, darling. Ooh. It's in the alcohol realm, too.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I think I mentioned in the previous show that my brother and one of our good friends, who shares the same birthday as us, by the way, we call him our long-lost triplet, went to Davis. And we started out at the Kava Bar where we got very happy. You know, chilled out.
Numb and happy. The way Bill Cosby liked it.
And then we decided, you know, when we were younger, in our days of youth, we used to walk the streets of Davis all the time, and we'd hit up different places. And our favorite place was called Little Prague. It was a bar/dancing area and whatnot. And they shut down, like, several months ago. And we were like, let's just walk by it, the empty, vacant building, just as a, you know, just for the memories. We get there, and the place is bopping. We're like, what just happened? There's a bouncer at the door. He says, "Hey guys, you coming in? It's the brand new Blondies. This is our grand opening." We're like, okay. So we showed them our IDs. We go in. It's pretty much the same inside, except for they've got gigantic big screen, flat screen TV, like huge, like almost as big as your wall here, all over the place. This was freaking ridiculous to me. You'd probably enjoy this. Every single television was tuned to hockey. Sign number one that this place has something fucked up going on. Okay.
And by fucked up, he means awesome.
Yeah.
Every
you're selling, Nate.
I can imagine one screen having hockey, but every, I think there were 10 screens tuned to the same hockey game.
Well, yeah, because isn't it like the finals?
It doesn't matter. You put one. You put at least one option for people.
Was it the Sharks playing?
I don't even think it was the Sharks, bro. I didn't pay much attention. I'm going to be honest.
So this bar is now a sports bar, is what you're selling it?
It's not supposed to be a sports bar. But it's, yes, you're right. That's the sports bar gimmick. So I walk in. I'm like, okay, this isn't my vibe, but at least it's clean. Let's go get some drinks. And, you know, DJ's throwing some shitty tunes on. Nobody dancing on the dance floor. I mean, nobody. We're like, okay, it's new. Place is awkward, whatever. We're going to get our drinks and we'll go cut the rug. We got some EDM here, right? So my brother goes, he's standing on my left and my friend David on the right. My brother, classy man, says, "You know what I'm going to get? I want an old fashioned, a nice clean man drink." Right? And
so he walked back to 1972,
right?
And ordered it.
And ordered it. And I said, "You know what I want? I just want a Maker's Mark whiskey. Give me some good old Maker's Mark." The man comes back with my brother's old fashioned.
It was neither
God damned plastic cup.
That's because you people can't be trusted.
This
with
was
glassware.
Less classy than a fucking. I would rather have him pour it in a fucking solo cup, red solo cup, because it's at least a little bigger. This was one of these little frail clear plastic cups that was full of ice and just a little drizzle of alcohol on it. Cost my brother like $6.50. And my Maker's Mark shot.
Yes.
Also came in a plastic cup. But worse! It was like a goddamn communion cup! This big! It's not even a full shot. That's like a third of a shot.
So it was basically like if you go to a frozen yogurt place and ask for a sample.
The little sample cup.
That size.
But plastic.
That would be funnier.
I paid $8. God fucking damn it. I used to religiously watch the show Bar Rescue. If you haven't seen it, it was fantastic. On Spike TV?
I've seen it, yeah.
This motherfucker can go into any bar that's tanking, and he walks in, he's like, "Fix this, fix that, let me go try some of this, let me see how you fix this, guess
because
what?
TV's
anyone,
not fake."
No, this guy, he was a consultant before this, and they do follow-ups, bitch.
I've seen all of them.
Go on.
They did my dad's old bar.
They do the follow. So anyways, this guy goes into places, and the businesses that do what he says succeed. I remember this one episode specifically. The guy... the host told this guy to change the name of the bar. And that's the one thing that the guy, he left the show and he kept the name of the bar that homeboy told him to. And business picked up. He's like, "This is fantastic. We don't really need, we can go back to our old name now." He goes to the old name, place closed down. No joke. But on that episode, at that bar, the first thing the guy saw when he walked in, fucking serving in plastic shot glasses. I've never seen the host be more angry at anybody. They literally got into a fight. He said, "Do you know what you're doing? You're thinking nickels and dimes instead of dollars. You're driving away the people who will throw extra money on the tip. The people who will throw more money on a drink. They'll pay $3 more for the same size drink if it's just in glass. You're driving them away. They're going to go to another bar because they're serving in fucking plastic." And this is the kicker. This is the kicker. It's in Davis, home of the Aggies. Very liberal school. These are people who are environmentally friendly and earth-friendly conscious people. Imagine how many plastic cups are thrown out every night at a fucking bar.
I'm sure they recycle.
Well, fuck them. That's my grievance. No,
if you paid $8 for less than a full shot, I understand why you're pissed.
Yeah,
because you're not like in San Francisco.
Yeah,
right.
And you're not at some party at somebody's house that was like
right. You expect at someone's house, you know, throwing a kegger, drinking a plastic cup. I'm not going to complain. You go to a bar, and it just sets the whole tone down 500 notches.
They're just waiting for those college kids. They know mm-hmm. the college kids coming. They're not worried about it.
Yeah, I guess not. Yep. Well, I'm not going back. Fuck them.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't either. Good job.
Yeah, well done. Jason, are you pissed off about anything?
Okay, so this is what I'm really fucking pissed about. Fucking pissed at Pepsi Cola.
Okay.
And creating a new fucking soda for me to fucking drink. And
get
me
not
like
the
fucking
1893.
Yeah. Fuck 1893 and that original cola and fuck 1893 ginger cola for being so fucking good, you son of a bitch.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Fucking assholes.
They are so damn good.
Fuck, right? No, that ginger cola is fucking ridiculous. I'm like almost fucking addicted to it.
Right?
It's like fucking crack almost for me. I bought like four or five in the last 5 days. I've gone through more of my pocket money on soda than I think I've ever gone through in my life. You know, fuck you, Pepsi Cola, for finding another way to rape my fucking wallet and give me diabetes.
You know, it's really fun. I was pissed off at a major beer company. You're pissed off at a major soda company.
Yeah.
And Sam's just mad that you went to a stupid bar.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
All right. So now that that's out of the way, I'm thinking, you know, we haven't visited this in a while. So I went to the Iron Sheik's Twitter page.
Yes.
Where Iron Sheik tweeted the following. Of course, as always, this is a standard. Fuck the Monday. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's just standard for Mondays. He also tweeted, and I have no idea why, but that's the Iron Sheik. He tweeted, Bed Bath and Beyond or the Bed Bath and Go Fuck Yourself. apparently he had a bad time in housewares. I don't know.
Who doesn't?
Oh, I love the Iron Sheik. Iron Sheik is busy live tweeting the NBA too, so that's good stuff if you like that. But this is where I got the inspiration for the comedian you should be following on Twitter, because the Iron Sheik kept retweeting this comedian Morgan Murphy.
Okay.
And so I went to Morgan Murphy's page, and she is a delight.
Really?
Yes. Yes. It's at Morgan_Murphy, says, I write and say comedy. She lists her website as Google. So here are some of her tweets. I'm only scared of death because I'm terrified of commitment.
Oh,
it's not one of her better ones. Also, public bathrooms are the grossest thing anyone has ever had to fight to use. That's true. Just got drafted by a recent divorcee in the second round, but I'm expected to be traded to an alcoholic writer for a woman who likes Disneyland. See, there you go. Now you're on board.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So that's a couple more of her jokes. It's at Morgan_Murphy. Sam, this is the... Sam had to step out for a second. This is the comedian you should be following
on fantastic. Twitter. The new segment.
Yes, 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 right. Yes. She also tweeted... She's from Portland.
Oh, okay.
And,
keep it weird. Put a bird on it.
Just met Clay Thompson in my hotel lobby. I was respectful. Didn't even try to break his dominant hand. Hashtag Rip City. Because they're playing the Golden State Warriors right now. On Mother's Day, if you like an artist, thank their crazy mother today.
You're right. They'd have to be crazy.
She another tweet from Morgan_Murphy. There's an elusive hummingbird who comes to my feeder, then leaves before I can get a picture. Name one problem worse than that, because I can't.
What the H?
And finally, she got a little political. Donald Trump is exactly the kind of man that would make you want to be with a woman. Hashtag I'm with her. Basically, you know, Donald Trump would make her a lesbian.
Oh, okay.
That's the joke, Sam.
Yeah.
So yes, you should be following at Morgan_Murphy on Twitter. Here's another one I enjoyed. My tweets are like your children. Some of them are stupid, but I still make the internet look at them.
Oh, that's a very good one.
So that's the first episode of The Comedian You Should Be Following on Twitter.
Awesome.
That was enjoyable.
So every
what a pleasure.
Every Monday we will be doing that from now on. Because, you know, sometimes there's some body tweets on there.
Body
tweets.
Body tweets.
All right, Sam, I know this perked you up. Talking about nudists. Naked boomers, baby boomers, struggle to attract younger generation of nudists.
What?
The Van Tan Club, a nudist colony in North Vancouver, has been nestled in the forest since 1939. On a Friday afternoon, a sunny one, a handful of aging nudists are sitting on lawn chairs overlooking a stunning view of Seymour Mountain, Burrard Inlet, and Mount Baker in the distance.
Sounds fantastic.
The Naked Group is part of the Van Tan Club, a nudist colony that was founded in the forest on North Vancouver's From Mountain in 1939, making it Canada's oldest official naturist club, according to one of its members, Daniel Jackson. Well, if you can't believe one of the members, who can you believe?
Yeah, who can you?
Jackson said the club's membership numbers peaked in the 70s at about 150 people. Now it's down to 50 or 60 members. They can't really count. Said, you know, if 15 new members showed up, that would be fantastic. Van Tan member Linda Kent, who's 65, has been coming to the club from her home in Langley for 5 years, says it's an older group, and I don't know why. But it tends to stay an older group. People who join tend to be older. Wonder why that would be, Linda. Jackson agrees the club tends to draw older people, though there are a few members in their 20s. It's true. You would say that the emphasis is on the older, wiser people in their own minds. They probably have a lot less to lose. Look at the social and body image pressures younger folks face, and I think there's a lot of confusion as to what the naked body is all about. The club is an idyllic little bare bones, off-the-grid resort a few acres above the Lynn Valley neighborhood. There are no permanent cabins, but there are a few sheds for garden equipment and sports gear.
Because, no, they did not.
Yep. There are several camping trailers parked at one end, and people are able to set up tents in the summer. Yeah, they're pitching tents. The club has a big lawn for things like, badminton and volleyball, and a pool that's actually a water reservoir in case of fire.
Sounds delightful.
Safety first.
I don't know if it's really the old people or just the facility itself.
Right, it sounds
They said, we have a few younger members, but not a lot of the younger members, and it would be nice to have younger members because we're getting too old to do the physical work, and somebody's got to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
No, Mom and Dad, I'm not going to go with you to your creepy nature camp. Sorry, I'm 19 now. I don't have to go.
They also added that most people think that when you're nude, there's more going on than just being nude, but there really isn't, other than gardening and building walls and cutting firewood.
That's what I've always wanted to do.
Oh, my God. I would love to cut some firewood naked.
Naked.
Oh, my God. Just think of the extra little force I can get with the swing into my huge fucking balls. Like, I could probably cut through a cord of wood quick, just dangling them.
We always wonder what we could do to be appealing directly to younger people. We have 2 open houses every summer, but whoever shows up, shows up. By the way, Sam, the next open house is June 19th.
Thank you.
So there you go.
That's actually 2 days into the trip that I'm going to be taking.
That's right. You're
I'll be in the southern
your
park.
Naked cross country trip.
Yeah, I can't wait till you get to Mobile.
Oh my
Alabama.
Gosh! What if I can do that? Like streak down the streets of Mobile
Mobile,
however you want to call it.
I don't know, but I dare you.
You gonna buy me a Pepsi 1893 if I do that?
No, because I don't want you to get arrested, and I don't want you to get beat.
Yes. The bigger danger is that an angry mob will beat you to death.
Yeah, that's
or
sadly too true.
Not that that happens all throughout the South, but you know, there are parts of Sacramento you ran through you'd get a beating.
Oh, for real.
Or a shooting or a stabbing. One of those.
Just some lavender high tree get stabbed.
That's all it takes these days.
All right. Well, I think we can all agree that no means no, right?
Except for when it means yes.
Well, meet Catherine Cole. After her girlfriend refused to have sex, the 28-year-old allegedly doused her lover with beer and threw a table inside the couple's South Carolina residence. Responding to a 10:30 p.m. disturbance call, police found the victim, who's also 28, covered in beer and visibly upset and crying. The woman told officers that Cole put her in a headlock before drenching her in beer. Now, after a struggle,
he's an angry drunk.
After a struggle with police, the agitated Cole was detained and questioned by patrolmen. According to the police report, Cole said that she got into a verbal argument with her girlfriend because the woman, quote, refused to have sex, unquote. While Cole reportedly then copped to throwing a beer, then tossing a table, she denied putting the victim into a headlock or otherwise assaulting her.
Wow.
Sure, I threw a table and dumped beer on her, but I didn't put her in a headlock.
I would never do that.
I would never. That's just way out of character for me. She was charged with simple assault, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest, which are all misdemeanors. So remember, no means no, and don't dump America on your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. And finally, bananas in China. They've been banned. Well, sort of. The Chinese live streaming video websites announced that female broadcasters are now banned from, and I quote, seductively eating bananas.
Is that a thing? They used to do that? It's like a thing.
Well, until now, it's part of a crackdown on pornography. Ban the pornography.
But this was on their television.
No, it's live streaming websites.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The pornography in China must be terrible. Regulations handed down as a part of the Ministry of Culture investigation into inappropriate and erotic online content requires popular streaming sites like DouYu, Panda.tv, YY, Zhangqi TV, and Huya to monitor all the live streams that they host for banned content, including pornography and violence. The content the sites are seeking to block from the broadcast include female live streamers seductively eating bananas.
Sounds akin to what the Korean food eaters, right? Except not quite as sexual in Korea. Do you remember that episode?
Yes, many
moons ago.
Yes, it was a thing. People tune in to watch Korean chicks eat. I don't know.
And like they get more money if they are sloppy eaters. Like they spill sauce on their.
Yeah, Diana face. Realized she was throwing away a lot of money. That's what happened.
I can't even.
The Ministry of Culture announced last month it was probing the live streaming sites to do away with violent and pornographic content that, quote, harms social morality. Social media users in China have questioned at what point footage of a woman eating a banana becomes provocative, while others wondered whether the same rules would be applied to men who eat bananas while live streaming. I think even more so. Not to be, you know, homophobic or anything, but I say if you're going to ban men, you got to ban women from doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, am I crazy here?
No, you're
equal
100% sane.
Equal rights.
Yeah, I think you really have to do that. So anyway, very weird show. Very, very weird show. I don't know. Hold on here. I'm trying to do something. There we go. Hold on. Yeah, here's some match game music while I figure out what the fuck I want to do.
I love this song. Sing de ding ding.
Dun, dun, dun.
That Cabbage Patch Kid doll in the corner, like in the dark upper corner of the room. Freaky shit, bro. Over there, Jason, it looks like a little demon from 1988. Coming to gnaw on your toes.
Was it the match game?
Yes. Get ready to match the stars. Apparently, it may be coming back, too, so we'll have
where
to
they would dance. They would all dance happily at this point.
That's true. Or you should match the stars.
Ha ha ha.
That's what you should do. All right, enough of that. That's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. What a clusterfuck.
That was crazy.
Sometimes you just gotta let people know that we're legit. You know, we're human just like you are. We're not machines. We're not automated.
I never learned to read.
I am not an animal. Elephant Man, anyone?
Yeah, I got the reference.
Thank you. I'm really glad it was the Elephant Man because it could have been so much worse.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say it was Corky or something. I was like, oh,
oh, you were. And then you went there.
Yeah, of course I did. Why would I not?
There's this compilation of Corky's best acting moments in Life Goes on YouTube. Half of it is him saying, no, no. It's so good.
Sam watches that and laughs and laughs.
I almost peed my pants. It was so good.
This is the same individual that throws
batteries
at cars
who deserve it.
So you're saying they deserve it
again?
The cars that I throw it at deserve
no,
it.
No, the kids.
The kids.
It's Corky.
Again, let me say that. Let me just clarify. This is a comedy show. We say things for entertainment value often.
Yes.
I am too.
I just want to make it clear. No one thinks ill of us.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I don't know how they couldn't at this point, but that's what the Monday show is for.
Yes.
Do you want to think better of us? Listen to the Wednesday or Friday show.
Yeah.
just make believe Monday doesn't exist.
Yeah, Monday doesn't exist.
Or as the Iron Sheik says, "Fuck the Monday."
Fuck the Monday.
And go fuck yourself.
And go fuck yourself the Monday.
Go fuck yourself Monday.
Remember, the comedian to follow on Twitter is @Morgan_Murphy. Thanks to the Iron Sheik for pointing her out to me.
Hey, Iron Sheik.
So I found it. The Iron Sheik keeps giving and giving.
Yes, he does.
Without a doubt.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a gift himself, yeah.
All right, everybody, have a great one. We'll see you back here on Wednesday with the radio-friendly version of the show. With nary a fuck, shit, or a motherfucker,
or
cocksucker.
Cunt.
No,
pussy face
cunts.
Cunt.
No cunts. Nary a cunt to be seen or heard.
No dicks.
Well, maybe Van Dyke.
Maybe, yeah.
Dick Van Dyke would have said.
But no dykes.
No dykes.
These
no
are all,
cocks.
We're just getting it out of our system now.
What about cocks? Can we say cocks?
Courtney Cox, yes.
Ooh. Or like cock and bull?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
It's a type of drink. It's talking about rooster cock.
It's true.
Poppycock?
Oh, poppycock. That's good popcorn.
That's
yes,
good popcorn.
It is.
Caramel corn. So, yeah, when I think of swearing for no apparent reason, I think of Train. These fuckers, why are they so successful?
I fucking hate Train.
I mean, seriously? He's been up, he's been down, he's blend blah, 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 blah. Anyway.
I just want to punch myself in the face when I hear it.
Yeah, well,
I want to punch myself in the ear.
If you're listening, the show's pretty much over now. So enjoy the last 45 seconds of Train. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.